Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa,
yeah. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Yeah.
Jesus is more. Yeah. Wonderful.
Whoa,
and he's more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
why we're more.
Only in
Jesus, only in
Jesus.
More than a miracle,
he
changed
my life.
Don't you know he made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
Christ,
I love
you. Make it if you try, yeah. Just remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be his all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret what my God can do.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement, and I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is indeed your first time being here with us, please know that you are our honored guest, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. This Tuesday's Words of Encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. We're thankful for your continued devotion to this particular ministry, Danielle. God is writing it in his book. Just know that that is indeed true. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for your continued vision and leadership in continuing this ministry and allowing it to be what it is and to allow other individuals like myself to be able to share in this ministry with you. We really, really appreciate it. And we especially appreciate each and every one of you, each one of you that have decided to go on www.blogtalkradio.com and either listen to this live or in our archival fashion. Those of you who decided to call 319-527-6203 or other parallel numbers to call into the Blog Talk Radio platform that way and listen via the telephone. And that is one of the ways in which if you don't have access to Facebook Live, like some of you are accessing as I do a simulcast of my particular devotion, let me give you that number again. And Mike, in particular, that person that we talked to the other day who said that they weren't technical, if you can write this number down for her, that was 319-527-6203. And Mike, if you didn't get that, just send me a text and I'll make sure that that we'll do it. Or if somebody who did write it down, can you put it in the Facebook comments, and then people can know that if you can't and don't have access to Facebook and you're not technical, you can always call into these devotions, and not just mine on Tuesdays, but as Danielle indicated, these devotions like mine are happening every day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And again, for many of you, they appear to be a real blessing. And so we definitely want to continue to do those things that are, thus saith the Lord, that are things that are bringing glory and honor to him. So thank you, everybody. All of you are appreciated, and none of you are taken for granted. Another thing we really shouldn't take for granted is the fact that God made us in his image and in his likeness. And that's from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God, verse 27, created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So a lot of times, and I think we've even referenced how that physically you'll have individuals that are children that you'll say, well, you're the spitting image of your father, okay, or something along that line. And if you like that analogy, then just know it's not necessarily that we have the physical features of God, because the Bible continues to tell us that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not going to be physically that we are a resemblance of God, but it's going to be in other ways. And one of those ways is what I would like to talk about today, because Gratitude Tuesday number 17, which is what this episode is, will be about us being thankful for our volition. Thankful for our volition. And the idea of volition is really speaking to how we are not just driven by our instincts. So in God making us in our interest, it's not just us just being like animals, even though as you listen to the news and you see the shootings and the raping of women, the molesting of children, some of the other horrible atrocities, it would make you think that people were not made in the image and likeness of God, and that they would not do such things that are more animalistic, that are carnal, and that clearly are horrible. But God did make us with the ability to, number one, know that we're here. Number two, think rationally so that we can actually make good choices. God gave us that ability to be able to do that. That is part of the way in which God made us in his image, that he gave us the volition to make decisions beyond just our natural instincts. So when you look at other passages that help to reinforce this, passages like Ecclesiastes 9 and verse number 10, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. So we are not being made to do anything. God has given us as free will moral agents the ability to make our own decisions, to come up with our own plans, to direct our own activity, and to exercise those using our knowledge and the wisdom that God has endowed within us to be able to hopefully give God glory. So the idea that God has made us volitional in that way really does put the onus on us to make sure that we're making good decisions, that we're making good judgments. And a lot of times, you know, people will say, I made a mistake. It's one thing to say you made a mistake. It's another thing when you are exercising bad judgment and you do that repeatedly. That doesn't become a mistake. That becomes sin. That becomes you being willful and wanton in your decisions. And God, in giving us as free will agents the ability to make our own decisions, he still, based on the covenant relationship that he has with us, he's expecting us to fear God and to keep his commandments, because as the New American Standard says, this applies every person. So the idea, ladies and gentlemen, that we are volitional also tracks into the New Testament, because I've given you Genesis as the introduction to how God made us in his image and his likeness, and I've referenced the wisdom literature in Ecclesiastes 9. But let me give you something that Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 that I think further reinforces the fact that we need to use our volition and use our decision-making capacity for his will and his way. Ephesians 2 and verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." So I like the fact that this verse establishes it, that we all are saved by grace and that we cannot save ourselves. So that right there allows us to have some level of thankfulness just for God and for who he is. And then further emphasizing the part about we can't do it ourselves, and that is a gift, that our salvation, verse 9, is not as a result of works, so that no one can boast. Our volition and our ability to do things is not the direct parallel to our salvation, because there is no salvation without God opening the door and giving us the ability to be saved. But then verse 10 is one of the verses that helps us to understand, number one, the idea of thankfulness, and more specifically, the idea of being thankful for our volition. For verse 10 says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." This verse is dripping with volition and prompting us to be thankful, because we have no opportunity to be saved without God giving us the opportunity. And then if we can walk in his grace and to be able to show our level of gratitude for his gift of salvation by doing good works, by making good decisions, by showing that we are indeed rational and sentient and able to make decisions that are above the baser instincts that we have within us, then we are giving God the glory. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to give you the glory and the honor. We're thankful for the travel and grace that you provided me, that you're providing for others. We're thankful for the church and for it being the pillar and ground of the truth. We're thankful for this ministry being sponsored by the Rydan Road Church, and that we might be able to continue to bring you glory and honor as a result of it. Bless every single person that's either on the internet, that's using the telephone, or that is on Facebook Live with me today. And Father, just continue to bless us and keep us all, for we indeed are all in need of your blessings. Continue to be patient with us as we continue to try to make a good faith effort to walk covenant as well as to be good neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.